Greater Sudbury's own Snowlab is slated to receive a $12 million boost from the province over the course of the next 2 years. This investment provides opportunity and value to not only Sudbury, but all of Ontario, creating jobs and attracting the best and brightest minds to Canada, Snowlab Executive Director Clarence Virtue said in a media release. The funding will assist the organization in launching their 2023-29 strategic plan, he said, which includes the vision to be the leading international laboratory in deep underground science, hosting the world's most advanced experiments that provide insight into the nature and evolution of the universe. Founded in 1992, Snowlab is located in Vale's Creighton Mine 2 kilometers underground and is considered the deepest, cleanest lab in the world and is used to conduct experiments in the field of fundamental physics. It is an expansion of the facilities constructed for the Sudbury Neutrino Observatory Solar Neutrino Experiment and has 5,000 m2 of clean space underground for experiments and supporting infrastructure, their website notes. A staff of over 100 support the science, providing business processes, engineering design, construction, installation, technical support, and operations. Snowlab research scientists provide expert and local support to the experiments and undertake research in their own right as members of experimental collaborations. Among this crew's more recently publicized projects came last year when they joined an international effort to create simple emergency ventilators to help in the fight against COVID-19. Details about this month's funding announcement were shared by Jill Dunlop, the Minister of Colleges and Universities at the Perimeter Institute in Waterloo. Ontario is committed to supporting trailblazing work that will help ensure the province remains a leader in advanced science, technology and innovation, and is a jurisdiction of choice for scientific research, she said in a media release. With this investment, the province will be in a better position to attract, develop and retain talented researchers so we can continue making major advances and solving the complex problems facing us today, right here in Ontario. The release notes that helping institutions foster top talent will position the province to better help solve complex problems such as addressing climate change, increasing cybersecurity, finding cures for cancer and understanding the fundamental nature of the universe. This funding for research and innovation is part of our government's plan to build Ontario and lay the foundation for our province's recovery and prosperity, Finance Minister Peter Bethlen Falvey said. The province will be investing a total of $48 million over the next 2 years in strategically valuable research supports, which will create research and development partnerships, drive innovation and secure good jobs for Ontario workers. The release also notes that research and innovation are important drivers of the province's economic growth during its recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic.